Blog Talk Radio.
Deceitfully means falsehood or fraudulently. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And our God of salvation is the Hebrew God. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. Lift up your hands, lift up your heads, and O ye gates, and be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. in the King, who is the King of glory, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Sheep, that's S-H-E-E-P, in case you do not understand, I have read to you in its entirety Psalms chapter 24. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read. And if you need to read more of that, I ask you to turn in your Bibles, the Old Testament, Psalms chapter 24. Or you can always come back to Blog Talk Radio and bring your friends and your family, especially your young ones, to listen to what I have to say that's written in the Bible. Although sometimes I may ramble on and say this and that, but my focus should be on what is written in the Bible. Now, I want you to turn to where I left off last Sabbath in the book of Luke, chapter 24, before we go on to back to the Old Testament in the book of Exodus. So, again, turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 24. I left off at verse 20, but I think I'll go back up to verse 17. Perhaps verse 16. Let's start at verse 16. But their eyes were holding, that is kept from, that they should not know him. The him they're talking about is Jesus. Verse 17, and he said unto them, the he here is Jesus, right after he had been crucified and has risen the third day. And people, like I just said in verse 16, those people's eyes were holding that he has just met. Now let me read verse 17. And thereon until I finish. Hopefully I will not stop many times unless there's something I feel that should be explained to you. Verse 17, and he, Jesus, said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, are you the only a stranger in Jerusalem, and he has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he, Jesus, said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deeds. Deed here, I think, means like in the works that he had done in miracles. And word. Word here means speech before God and all the people. And we had verse 20 now, where I left off last Sabbath. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and delivered him to condemnation to death, and have crucified him. Now, crucified means putting to death by nailing or binding to the cross. And at that time, Jesus was under the rule, Jerusalem was under the rule of the Romans, and it was the church people that had Jesus put to death by the Romans. Let's go to verse 21. But we trusted that it had been him, it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. Redeemed means to rescue, deliver, or to recover Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yet, well, yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. Remember, I told you a sepulcher is a tomb or a burial place. And astonished means they were amazed or impressed with what those women had said. Verse 23, and when they found not his body, they came crying, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. Verse 24, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher, the burial place of the gravesite, the tomb of Jesus, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. I think I misread that verse 25, so let's go over that again. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that is said of the prophets and spoken. Ooh. See, I need to stop right here at verse 25 and introduce myself or even say my prayer. I am so anxious to finish reading Luke chapter 24. I apologize. I am stopping right here at Luke 25. And after I say my prayer, then I will come back. I have invited special guests today, and that one special guest is Yeshua or Jesus. The second special guest, that's you. Let's say a prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, we thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind and in excellent health. I pray that my listeners are too, that is, in their right mind and have excellent health as I have, so that I can say to them, it's time to make that change. As the whining, a group of singers from Detroit, Michigan, they sing that song, it's time to make that change. We can do it. And I agree with them. Let's do it. And I'm in prayer saying, Father, I say to my sheep to read the laws, the food laws, the laws in Leviticus chapter 11, where it tells them in verse 7, not to eat swine, better known as this pig. And in verse 9 of Leviticus chapter 11, it tells them that the pig, the swine, is unclean. And verse 10 says, all fish that have not fins and scales in the sea shall be an abomination to you. Abomination is something that you hate our Father. So I am telling my listeners now, in this prayer, no catfish, eat no catfish or shrimp, lobster. Read this for yourselves, sheep, or you call them saints, Heavenly Father, but I call them sheep. And it says in verse 12, whatsoever has fins, has no fins or scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you. That's an abomination unto them. You are my sheep. My people need to know that they cannot eat everything that they want to eat. I did have a list of those people who are your people, and they are the 12 tribes of Israel. And Father, it also says for my listeners who may not pick up the Bible, if they listen to me, they will know I'm trying to tell them about repentance and the remission of sin. Repentance means to stop doing what you are doing that is not godly. And remission means forgiveness. And I want them to know, pardon me, Father, I had to burp. The moral laws are found in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, where it says that you shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. So here you're telling them not to have that same effect that the United States of America Supreme Court has approved. They are being ungodly. And our pastors need to tell your sheep or their followers what is said in the Bible. And they are to start reading this Bible so that they can check out what I'm saying, as the Bereans did in the book of Acts, when they would check out whatever Paul would say to them. Father, I thank you for allowing me to say what I have to say. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I thank you for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, with excellent health. And a special request, my Father in heaven, ruler of all things, remove this man-made law from Detroit, Michigan, called the Emergency Manager Law by the state of Michigan governor as well as the legislators, and give back all the assets that the emergency managers have taken away from us Detroiters, as well as restitution in money, as well as in the assets that have been taken from us. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I welcome you to what I have now deemed Sabbath school. I read the Bible to you so that you will know what is written in it. Happy Sabbath, everyone. the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20. It is the fourth commandment. And this is where I get that from, the Ten Commandments. I follow the Ten Commandments, and I urge all of my listeners to do that as well, as keep the holy days in the Bible of Luke chapter 23. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you sheep to know that Sabbath is observed or starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil. And now they have something that's called your notebook. I want you to take notes on what I have said so that you can come back at a later time and go over your notes and read what's written in the Bible to see, so that you will know that what I tell you or have read to you or read to you is not made up. I tell you where to find it. Now, let us go back into the book of Luke, chapter 24, and pick up reading where I left off. Then said he, that he is Jesus, unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all those prophets, he expounded. Expounded means to explain unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh. Nigh means near, to the village. Whither means where. They went. And he, Jesus, thought he would have gone further. Well, let me read that again. Verse 28. And Father, I pray that you help me read on my own with your guidance, because you are my special guest. I want to read the Bible as it is written. Verse 28. And as they drew near unto the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him. Constrained here means urge or pleaded with him, saying, abide. Abide means to stay or wait with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry. Tarry means to stay or wait with them. Verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it. That's what we should do when we sit down to eat. Bless the bread and break it and gave to them. Verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And by the way means as they walked. And while He opened to us the scriptures. Verse 33. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and appeared to Simon. Now, when I read appeared to Simon, that made me go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18, where Simon is called Peter, where Peter is called Simon, or Simon is called Peter. Verse 35, and they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst. The midst means middle of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a ghost. Suppose they had seen a spirit. Verse 38. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and feet. It is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. Verse 40, and when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hand and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it, and he did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the laws of Moses and in the prophets. That's the Old Testament. And in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ, that is his duty or responsibility, to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. Verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sin, let me just stop here and tell you that repentance, that means for you to change in your ways or feel sorry for what you're doing, and you know that it's not of God, and to change. And the remission means to forgive. That those were the things that he came for. Let me start at verse 47 again. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So that I must keep in mind that I must speak on repentance and remission of sin. But I'm not a preacher. I was told to feed his sheep. And then he came back several years because I would not do it. He said, Minister unto the people. And now that I'm reading the book, I'm gaining understanding I hope as you are, as I read unto you. And if I don't read well enough for you sheep, the Bible said, calls you saints. Read it for yourself, or come back and listen to the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio. There are different Feed My Sheep, but I distinguish myself from the rest as Feed My Sheep show. Let's pick up reading at verse 48. And you are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send them a promise of my Father upon you. And I need to read verse 49 correct. I've scribbled so much. I'm trying to stop scribbling in the Bible as much as I do, so that I can read what is written. And sometimes I have scribbled over the words. Then I cannot make out what is written in the Bible. Let's read verse 49 again. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry, that means to stay or wait here, you in the city of Jerusalem, until you be endued, that means empowered with or clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed, he parted from them and carried up into heaven. And I think that that's one of the reasons why the Idumeans, Edomites, or the white man are going into space now. They are searching for God. I hope they're not going to try to destroy him. They would be foolish if they did do that. Perhaps that's why he's going to have the battle at Armageddon. I'm forgetting. Armageddon. Let me read on and finish reading chapter 24. In verse 2, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Well, sheep, that we have finished reading Luke, the book of Luke, and in Luke chapter 24. Luke says some astounding things, but I tell you, read Luke chapter 3, from 22. Read all of Luke chapter 3, but verse 22 to the end of chapter 3. It shocked me when I found that in reading that Esau, Jacob's brother, is not listed in the Bible. Esau is the Idumean, the Edomite, or the white man. So that white Jesus, it confirms that white Jesus that you see is not part of the Bible. And a lot more that I can say to you, but I need to go to today's lesson that I was made a mistake and said on January the 23rd. And I wrote, when I finished reading the book of Luke, I would read Exodus, because I made an error and said Exodus 10. So let's go to Exodus 10. But I want you to read Luke chapter is a powerful chapter in the Bible. Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 10 and start reading there. I pray that I will finish reading, but you sheep know how fast I read. Let's read the 8th plague, locusts. And that's in Exodus, Exodus, chapter 10. Let's read. And the Lord said unto Moses, go you unto Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a ruler in ancient Egypt, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before them. And that's the God of the Hebrews. That's our God, who another group of people in Israel has said, they're trying to say, they're not of this Bible that I read from. If they are Jews, they are not the Hebrew Jews that are talked about in the Bible. Verse 2, it says, and you shall, and that you may know it, I'm saying it wrong. Verse 2, and that you may tell in the ears of your sons and your sons' sons what things I have wrought or done or made or created in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them. I wonder if that's why they are always asking for signs, that they may know how that I am the Lord. Like I read in Matthew 24, they asked for a sign of his coming back, and he told them. And I don't have time to read that to you today, but let me read as much as chapter 10 as I can. Verse 3, and Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, that's us, how long will you refuse to humble yourselves before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into your coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth. Let me read verse 5 again in case I'm not reading it right. And they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and shall eat the residue. The residue is stuff that's left over from that which is escaped from the remaining unto you from the hail, and eat, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. Now, I think right here I'm going to tell you what were the plagues. There were 10 plagues. The first one was the water to blood. He changed the water to blood. The second one was frogs. The third one was lice. The fourth one was flies. The fifth one was I can't even read my notes. Your livestock disease. The disease, the livestock, like the camels, the horse, the sheep, the cattle. And the sixth one was boils upon man and beast. The seventh one was hell. The eighth one is the one that I'm reading about now. It's locusts. And the ninth one was darkness of the people. And the tenth one is death of the firstborn. Now let's pick up reading. I'll start at verse 6. And they shall fill your house, your houses, and the houses of all your servants, and the houses of the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth until this day. And he turned himself, and I think he should have said Moses and Aaron turned themselves and went out from Pharaoh. Verse 7, and Pharaoh's servants said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? And a snare there, saying, hold us hostage. Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest you not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go, serve your Lord, your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young, with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds. We will go. We must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Now go, you that are men, serve your Lord, for that you did desire. So he is saying, not so. Just the men, not the children or the beasts. Let me pick up reading at verse 12 again. And the Lord said unto Moses, well, let me pick up at verse 10. And the Lord said unto them, let the Lord, and he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and let your little ones look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, you that are men, serve the Lord. Oh my goodness, I have to stop here at verse 12. Serve the Lord that you did desire, and they were driven out from Moses. So I will start next Sabbath at verse 12. Let me just mark it. We'll start next Sabbath at verse 12. And let us have a clothing prayer. All right. Our Father in heaven, we your scattered sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one and his followers. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, and I pray that it is, I will be with you next Sabbath. Remember, I love you, but who loves you more? God, our Father, loves you more.
Father. of your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.